Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy.
This coverage of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is presented by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The best on 10 starts to surface as Navajo Cowboy Derek Begay and his partner Coulter Todd lead the team roping, coming into round number 4 as the fastest on 10. That could be worth over $78,000 to win the Wrangler NFR at the end of 10 rounds. The money counts towards the coveted world titles in pro rodeo. The top 15 cowboys and cowgirls are in the City of Lights in each of the 8 events. We have coverage about the best animals, results, and interviews with Go Round 4 winners Leighton Barry, Bridger Anderson, and Damian Brennan of Australia. Jaco Roper Cherokee went to the pay window again, this time splitting second, third, and fourth. He's won over $34,000 in the first 4 rounds. Leighton Barry, your Round 4 winner with a big 87.5-point ride aboard Painted Smoke of the Frontier Rodeo Company from Texas. Leighton Barry had this to say after a big win in Round 4 in the bareback riding.
It all worked out just how I pictured it, and to get a go-around win on him sure makes me proud, and I just got to thank everyone at Frontier Rodeo Company for raising great horses like
Keenan Hayes from Colorado was the number one man in the world standings with over $322,000 with 6 rounds to go at the NFR. Steer wrestling, Bridger Anderson of North Dakota went to the top of the list with a fast 3.5-second time, picking up the $30,706 that each round pays in each event.
I was riding Whiskers, my horse. Clayton Hass was hazing on Tyler Pearson's horse, Metallica. They did a great job. The horses worked great. Hass did a great job lining them out for me, and it was a good steer. It all came together.
Dalton Massey is in the lead for that competition in the steer wrestling with over $238,000. Team roping, Coleman Proctor Cherokee from Oklahoma and his partner Logan Medlin from New Mexico were a 4.3-second time. They won 4th in the round. That team has won over $53,000. Proctor moved from 6th to 5th in the world standings as a header. Clint Summers, Florida header, Jake Long, Kansas heeler, took the round again as they did in rounds 1, 2, and 4. 4 was a 3.7-second time. They moved to the lead for the world title, heading and heeling Summers and Long. The 2017 world champion Eric Rogers Navajo from Arizona and his partner Paul Lees from Missouri have not won any money yet this rodeo. Arizonans Navajo Derek Begay and Coulter Todd have roped 4 out of 4. They are the fastest on 4. That could be worth over $79,000 if they are the best on 10 at the end of the week. In the saddle bronc riding, Australian Damian Brennan on a Texas horse called Cancun Moon of TNT Pro Rodeo put it together for an 89-point ride. Damian Brennan from the land down under in Australia on top of round number 4 in the saddle bronc riding.
Oh, it's very exciting. It's been a long time coming, you know, going through the ropes, getting to the PRCA rodeos and finally qualifying for my first national finals rodeo, and to get a win in round 4 in the E-Pen, it's awesome.
Montana's Sage Newman is number 1 in the world standings with over $298,000 won riding Bronx. Shad Mayfield, 2020 world champion, was a 6.9-second time to claim the tie-down roping. Riley Webb from Texas is your leader with over $350,000 won roping calves. Ladies barrel racing, Texan Sissy Wynn turned it on 13.5 seconds to claim round number 4 in the barrel racing. Brittany Posey Tanazi is your leader in the world standings. Another Australian in the winner's circle, round number 4, Kai Hamilton in the bull riding from Mackay, Australia, rode the bull Fred for 89 points. Bridwell Rodeo Company bull from California. Thank you, Nelson Hart of North Dakota, and Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. And thanks for listening. Stay tuned to this station tomorrow for coverage of Go Round number 5 of 10 at the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
The Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.